Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Shine and Flow. Today, I want to talk about what it means to be human in our society and this world. But before we delve into that topic, let's go ahead and start with a few deep breaths in and out. In. Out and in, out, all right, I'm feeling good. That always brings me peace and helps me to get present again, so thank you for doing that with me. But like I said, today I want to talk about what it means to be human in our society. And what brought this topic up to my mind and why I decided to talk about it is because Christmas just happened recently, and it reminded me how amazing it is to be surrounded by friends and family, loved ones, and that awesome cozy feeling you get in your belly, and that the warm fuzzies inside and the happiness you feel because you're surrounded by so much love and happiness. And that's really what it's about, right? It's about being present with your loved ones and just being present in general. And I just realized that there's such a, I guess, would it be a juxtaposition, or there's just such a difference between those feelings that we sometimes get and going back to the real world. You know, you hear a lot of people saying, I'm on vacation, but now I have to go back to the real world. Or, you know, vacation was nice with my family during Christmas, but now I have to get back to reality. And it made me wonder, why is there a difference between those two things? Why can't your reality be one that's always happy and enjoyable and full of love? And if you're traveling, adventure, and why does it have to be one or the other? And why does that dichotomy exist? And then this led me to thinking, I think in a lot of tangents, my brain just starts firing off when I get onto a topic, but this led me to think about, again, what it means to be human in our society. And I think that we are just stuck under so much pressure, right? Constantly under pressure, whether you're at work or at school or in social settings or driving or anything, you're just constantly under pressure. And I think that's why that dichotomy exists between those two worlds of vacation and those warm, fuzzy feelings with loved ones and family, and versus, you know, the real life, the real world. And I think that when you are experiencing a vacation and those warm, fuzzy feelings with family and friends, it's because you're actually not under pressure, right? You're just fully present. And that's the biggest difference that I see with our society and our, I guess, ideal lives, where we're constantly in that happy state. Our world is just, it's so full of pressure. And I was reading some articles about how, not to get dark or anything, but I think it's important to address the reality of the world. And the suicide is the second leading cause of death among 15 to 24 year olds, with an increase of 56% in the last 10 years. So think about that. Second leading cause of death among 15 to 24-year-olds, with an increase of 56% in the last 10 years. Reading that honestly made my heart drop. And it made me so sad to think that youth, that young, 15 years old, when your whole life is ahead of you, and even 24 years old, your whole life is ahead of you. What a tragedy, you know? There's so much potential and and so much beauty, and for it to be thrown away because of feelings of hopelessness or isolation or depression, whatever it is, it's so heartbreaking to me to think about that people can feel that way and to the point where they act on it. And I've definitely felt that way. And I think that's why I do make this podcast, my Shine and Flow podcast, is because I too have dealt with a lot of dark, dark feelings and thoughts and moments of hopelessness and desperation. And that's why I am so real with these podcasts, is because I, you know, you look at my social media and it looks like life is just so dandy. And it is, you know, life is wonderful and great. But I just also have experienced a lot of hard things and constantly have to coach myself on my thoughts and what I'm saying to myself, what I'm saying to others, my actions. It's a constant work in progress. It's not like my life is just wonderful and that's it. It's like you're constantly working at it. And going back to what I was saying, though, about all of the, you know, the darkness that leads to people to that point, the 15 to 24 year olds and other people that are not in that age range, but being that there's been an increase of 56% in the last 10 years, I mean, let's stop and think about that. What could be the contributing factors for that? Is it technology? Is it social media? Is it the pressure that I'm talking about that everyone is constantly facing? Like, what kind of life is that, right? And then I was thinking, my degree was in anthropology, so I started thinking about how during the Paleolithic era and the beginning of the Stone Age, you know, all the humans had to worry about was survival, which meant food and shelter. And we still have to worry about survival nowadays. You know, we do have to worry about food and shelter, but there are so many more pressures on people nowadays. You know, there was back in those days during the Paleolithic era, there was no climbing the corporate ladder or figuring it out by a certain age. Otherwise, you were deemed a failure. You know, there wasn't social media to check how many tools Bob the Homo erectus created that day and why your tools don't look as nice as his. It's like there were none of those pressures. I think the only pressures that existed of that time were finding food and shelter, staying safe, you know, moving to different locations with the change of weather and all those other factors. Not saying that their pressures were not significant, but I do think that there has been an increase in isolation and feelings of loneliness and those all of those dark energies, because we are constantly under pressure in our society and we're constantly in competition with each other. Even if we don't want to be, subconsciously, I think our instinct for survival is a competitive one, and we are constantly competing with one another unless we're mindful about it, right? So unless we're thinking, oh, you know, let's think of teamwork versus whose life is better or who's more successful or who has more money. And I think that's why people are feeling so isolated and so alone. And, you know, with the holidays that just passed, I was at church and I was praying for those people, because there are people out there that have it really hard during the holidays. And, you know, I guess long story short, just always be kind. I know it's super cliche and cheesy and everyone says that, but you really, really don't know what demons people are dealing with and what they have experienced. I've met people where, yeah, I would have never guessed their background, from awful things like abuse and homelessness and things like that. I would have never guessed in a million years, or experiencing the loss of a loved one. And it's, you just never know. So always carry yourself with love and integrity and kindness. And just think about that stat. You know, if you really want to make a change in the world and you really want to be something special and something better, then I think it just starts with kindness and just remembering that there's kids out there that are 15 that are thinking about taking their own lives. You know, that's so hard to even think about. Just such, like, I don't know, makes me really emotional. Think about, I was a substitute teacher for quite some time, and these kids were so bright and intelligent, and yes, they were, you know, super annoying too, but to think about a kid really wondering about whether they belong on Earth or not, it's just heartbreaking. So, you know, keep that in mind. But getting back to what it means to be human in our society and this world, I mean, what does it mean? It means a lot of pressure to be someone. It means making a lot of money. It means living in a society of adrenaline and instant gratification. Just think about it. Have you ever been mindful of how fast you're driving and how tense your jaw is and how white your knuckles are from squeezing the steering wheel? It's like we constantly function under adrenaline. Our society is so doped up on this chemical in our body that we're just constantly in a hurry. People don't even listen when they ask you, you know, how are you doing today? You respond and they don't even listen. Or maybe you're the one who's not listening because you're going over everything else you have going on that day, or why your life is so important and so busy, but why don't they deserve that consideration as well, right? Their life is important as well. So just, I don't know, just really like think about that adrenaline that you're constantly functioning in. And along with that, my thought is that, you know, of course there's an increase in diseases and possibly even cancers and mental disorders and things like that, mood disorders, because if we're constantly under pressure, which I already made it clear, I believe our society is constantly pushing us under that pressure, and we're constantly functioning off of adrenaline, of course we're going to be all cracked out. I mean, and by that I mean, of course we're going to be a little messed up and a little lost and sad and all these things. And then we rush to, you know, go get an easy fix, go give me a pill because I just don't know what's going on and I want to escape this feeling. I want to escape me. I don't want to feel this way anymore. And I do believe that some people do need those stabilizing medications, but I also believe that a lot of us that think we need them, we really just need a little more calm in our lives. We really need to just slow down and not fall captive to that adrenaline and that pressure. You know, wake up in the morning and give yourself an extra 30 minutes to really enjoy that cup of coffee rather than chugging it while you're driving and, you know, cutting people off because you're about to be late. It's like, sit down, look out your window, go outside, drink your coffee, savor the moment, you know, watch nature around you. I like to get up early and take a couple of minutes to do that, or even to pray. I like to just offer my day up to God and think about how I can be of service to others and, you know, be better for myself. And that puts me in such a great mindset versus the days where I don't give myself enough time and I'm rushing out the door with toast in my hand. It's falling out of my hand. I'm trying to lock the door. I'm juggling 3 bags, a cup of coffee, and I'm in my car, you know, already with my shoulders up to my ears and my knuckles turning white on the steering wheel. And it just, oh gosh, I really don't like when I fall captive to that adrenaline and that pressure. So it's something to think about, you know, and just ask yourself when you're driving really fast and you really don't have anywhere to go, you know, why are you rushing right now? Like, why? And I know I'm super guilty of that. My boyfriend will tell that to everyone, my family. I get in this weird, impatient mood when I drive, and I really have to be very mindful and really coach myself. And sometimes I end up praying because I'm like, oh man, I need God's grace today more than other days, because I'm just about to crash into someone and I'm so annoyed. But, you know, just ask yourself, why are you rushing? And slow down. There is no rush. There is nothing to rush to. It's like nature accomplishes everything in its time, and it's not rushing, right? Why do we have to rush? And if we do keep up the lifestyle of being under that pressure of society and listening to what society deems is right for us and what isn't right for us, and if we keep living under that adrenaline rush, what's going to happen to us? You know, we'll probably end up stressed out, sad, maybe with ulcers or some kind of ailments because of the cortisol in our bodies that's being released. And is it cortisol or cortisone? Cortisol, I think. Yeah. Sorry. I get things mixed up sometimes. But, you know, and then if you do keep that lifestyle up under that constant pressure of what others deem right for you and what society deems right for you, and that, again, that rush of adrenaline that you're constantly functioning under, then before you know it, you end up living your life in autopilot. And I don't know if that's ever happened to anyone, anyone listening, of course it's happened to someone, but where you're in your car driving and before you know it, you end up at the grocery store instead of your house, even though you were headed home. And then you suddenly wake up and you're like, what am I doing here? And you know, that's scary that we could live our lives like that in a constant trance, in a constant state where we're not fully present and we're not really living the life you're meant to live, you know? And I think a lot of times, again, what it means to be human in our society is living like that, living under that pressure and that adrenaline and that anxiety. And we don't have to live that way, though. We really don't. You can live however you want, and you could be mindful and live an enriching life where you are present and you are kind and you are love. But I started thinking about, again, I think in tangents, my brain just goes off in a million directions, but you know, why we end up living on autopilot. And I think that pressure and that adrenaline creates fear, right? So we're operating from dark energies. We're not operating from our true essence, which I've talked about is love. We are love. We're not ego. So the other day at church, I was listening to the priest, and he was talking about, well, he quoted a verse from the Bible. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds." I mean, just think about how beautiful that is, especially the part, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. I think as humans, it's in our DNA to make sense of everything and create meaning. So we're constantly trying to understand things, right? And this verse just beautifully states that God's peace transcends all understanding. So what do you really have to worry about? What do you have to think about? If God is with you, which he is all the time, or she is, or the universe is, whatever you want to call it, then what do you have to fear? And another verse I found that says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. That's our essence. You know, we were created in God's image. We are divinity and we are love. But what makes us think otherwise is when the ego takes over and it makes us believe that we're broken, we're undeserving, we're anxious beings. But that's not the real us. We are divinity. We are love. And I just find these verses just so soothing to my soul. And sometimes my soul gets very unsettled. But I was thinking to myself, I should write these out and post them on my mirror somewhere where I can look at them every day and make that my daily morning affirmations, afternoon affirmations, night affirmations, like whatever. I feel like I need to look at this all the time because it's really empowering to think that we have a spirit of power and love, and we have sound minds. We don't have a spirit of fear. That's really not us. We are so strong, and what we do lack in strength, God makes up for it. He's always with us. And again, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Boom, mic drop. But in all seriousness, going back to being human in our society, I think being human in our society is a lot about the ego, a lot about getting caught up in social media, getting caught up in others' successes, and getting caught up in letting our soul believe that we're undeserving of the life we want. So just go out there and repeat these biblical verses if you need to, or whatever it is that your positive affirmations are, but create some. Our world is, I don't like to be negative, but it can be a very twisted world at times, and it could be very cruel. So it's important that we don't become part of that and we don't become hardened by that. So I pray that everyone out there can somehow just take this with them, that it helps you in your heart, in your mind, and that I was able to reach someone out there that potentially was feeling down or any kind of dark feelings, and that you're able to, you know, feel a little better and spread kindness and spread love. Because at the end of the day, even though we are humans living in this crazy society, we could still be that love. We don't have to be part of the craziness. You can transcend that because you, again, you have a spirit of love and power and a sound mind. That's your essence. So go out there, make it a great day, spread some love, spread some positivity, and remember to shine and flow.